Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 29th of September. This week on the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast, we examine what was so different about Peter and John that their enemies recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. Can people see that you have been with Jesus? For the final time this week, we turn to our passage, Acts chapter 4 and verses 1 to 22. Today we're reading from the Message translation. Nothing to hide. While Peter and John were addressing the people, the priests, the chief of the temple police, and some Sadducees came up, indignant that these upstart apostles were instructing the people and proclaiming that the resurrection from the dead had taken place in Jesus. They arrested them and threw them in jail until morning, for by now it was late in the evening. But many of those who listened had already believed the message, in round numbers about 5,000. The next day a meeting was called in Jerusalem. The rulers, religious leaders, religion scholars, Annas the chief priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, everybody who was anybody was there. They stood Peter and John in the middle of the room and grilled them. Who put you in charge here? What business do you have doing this? With that, Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, let loose. Rulers and leaders of the people, if we have been brought to trial today for helping a sick man, put under investigation regarding this healing, I'll be completely frank with you. We have nothing to hide. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one you killed on a cross, the one God raised from the dead, by means of his name, this man stands before you healthy and whole. Jesus is the stone you masons threw out, which is now the cornerstone. Salvation comes no other way. No other name has been or will be given to us by which we can be saved. Only this one. They couldn't take their eyes off them. Peter and John standing there so confident, so sure of themselves. Their fascination deepened when they realized these two were laymen with no training in scripture or formal education. They recognized them as companions of Jesus, but with the man right before them, seeing him standing there so upright, so healed, what could they say against that? They sent them out of the room so they could work out a plan. They talked it over. What can we do with these men? By now it's known all over town that a miracle has occurred and that they are behind it. There is no way we can refute that. But so that it doesn't go any further, let's silence them with threats so they won't dare to use Jesus' name ever again with anyone. They called them back and warned them that they were on no account ever again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John spoke right back. Whether it's right in God's eyes to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. As for us, there's no question. We can't keep quiet about what we've seen and heard. The religious leaders renewed their threats, but then released them. They couldn't come up with a charge that would stick, that would keep them in jail. The people wouldn't have stood for it. They were all praising God over what had happened. The man who had been miraculously healed was over 40 years old. Amen. How do you respond when someone disagrees with you? Do you seek to be heard or seek to understand? Do you get cross or do you respect the other person's point of view? Are you judgmental or can you see things from a different angle? Peter and John have followed Jesus across Galilee for over 3 years. they have been with Jesus. And it shows in the way they deal with the council of rulers and elders and teachers of religious law. Because they had been with Jesus, they gently but clearly state how the crippled beggar had been healed. Because they have been with Jesus, they are able to gently, with authority, refer to the scriptures as the basis for their arguments. Because they've been with Jesus, they are able to gently but without compromise call on their higher duty to obey God than to bend to the wishes of the council. If you have been with Jesus, then he will help you to be more like him. As he does so, you'll become gentler. You'll find it easier to diffuse conflict. You'll find it easier to disarm your critics. And above all, you will communicate his love. Walk with Jesus today, and the next time you come into conflict with someone, they will walk away from you thinking, they have been with Jesus. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use these questions to help you. Do you ever get angry and excuse yourself by saying, that's just the way I am? Why do we think that this is a learned trait rather than an inherent force? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill daily devotionals. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.